Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So yesterday I discussed that we have a city county council in Indianapolis that we never hear from. They don't do anything. I wanted to make sure it is understood how much I am not only doubling down on that, but on leadership as a whole throughout Marion County. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I'm not only talking about elected leadership, I'm talking about civic leaders, the people who have their signs high on the building. I've spoken about this before. Our city got rocked with two nights of rioting. Our city has been greatly damaged by crime issues and homeless issues. You've heard Kurt Darling in the WIBC newsroom discuss the fact that there are 21 homicides in the month of January in Marion County. But I'm told everything's going great. It's not the case. It's not the case. And we don't hear from the civic leadership in Indianapolis about the problems. No demand in the Indy Star big front page, fix this now, like they did for RFRA. None of that. May I ask why we still look to you as leaders? There is not a civic leader within the sound of my voice who doesn't understand I'm talking about them. And I'm asking, why are you still the leaders? Why is it that if the General Assembly in the state of Indiana discusses taking over IMPD, you are there to sign a letter that says, hands off Indianapolis? But when we have 21 murders in a month, you're silent. When we have storefront after storefront that is still empty in Indianapolis, you're silent. When we have a clear homelessness issue, you are silent. When we have a clear crime issue, you are silent. When it affects the people attending events downtown, you're silent. Now, you could say to me, and I've said this before, well, we're speaking in private. What's the point of that? You know, this is the town where when the mayor, Joe Hogsett, has a press availability, they are insistent, pad and paper only. You can't record the mayor. And nobody has told this mayor's office to kiss off. I live in the world of the iPhone. I should write it down? What is the mayor so afraid of? And the answer is a lot. Because the mayor is not good at conveying a message, nor is the mayor good at actually leading a city. Yet I've had multiple people tell me, if you take a look at who's running against him on the Democrat side, you better hope for Joe Hogsett. Which is, in and of itself, extremely and outrageously frightening. Our lack of leadership is damaging us. The lack of those people, the big CEOs, the big names, we're supposed to listen to them because the media reports about, ooh, this one said this and that one said that. Take for a moment, Mark Benioff and Salesforce. Salesforce, big employer. It's the Salesforce Tower. It used to be the Chase Tower right there on the circle. But it's Mark Benioff who goes to Davos and gets engaged in the wokeness of green this and green that. It's Mark Benioff who insults Indiana at every single turn on abortion or other subjects. You're going to, Indiana's not safe, so you're going to offer people $50,000 to move out of Indiana. What did you ever offer people to move out of San Francisco? San Francisco is unsafe. Compared to San Francisco, Indianapolis is a freaking dream. Well, allow me to ask, at what moment is someone going to turn to Mark Benioff and say, you know what, maybe this isn't the place for you? Why is that such a horrific thing to say? Well, Tony, it's horrific because you don't want to exclude people. You want to bring people in. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I would like it if the businesses that are here were actually invested in here. Not in the woke ways, but in all the ways. I would like it tremendously if Dave Ricks over there at Eli Lilly actually liked Indiana. When I see multi-billion dollar investments going into North Carolina, I cringe. You want to talk about the issues with education here and not bring solutions? All right, it's a part one of a conversation. We need a part two. Then there's the whole investment. Is it Whitestown and Lebanon where the whole investment is and the conversation's there? So, all right, we don't have the people. We're not putting out enough people with enough brains to be able to work in places like Eli Lilly. And we're not retaining people here. But you did make some investment here. But you make a larger investment in North Carolina. If the argument is we need to build out a better Indiana, then why not invest in the things that build out a better Indiana? After all, it's only taken care of you for over 100 years. What we have going on, the environment, as they often talk about, is simply better. If you like the place, let's be a part of the place. And being part of the place means speaking out about the problems of the place. That's what being a civic leader is all about. Where are the leaders? What is it that they're actually doing? The higher the name is on the sign, or the higher the sign is right on the building, the higher the name is on the building, the less we hear from them. Indianapolis got rebuilt because the people with their names low on the signs or low on the building, signs low on the building, they did the work. They got the brooms out. They cleaned up the broken glass. They did the repairs. And I think the people with their signs high on the building should say thank you. And I think that we as a city need to start looking to others. If the current leadership doesn't want it, I don't know, maybe they're tired. Maybe they've gotten too old. I'm not saying they aren't lovely people. I'm saying that they're not doing the job. And if they want me to tell them nose to nose, I will. Because if the conversation doesn't happen, how does anything get better? The crisis of lack of leadership is real. Oh, and I know what they're going to say about me, guys. I understand. Oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Who does he think he is? Everybody else is cheering my name. Now, they won't publicly. They won't publicly say, you know, Katz is right. We need to figure out this leadership issue, this vacuum that we have. Not only amongst civic leaders, but elected officials, because there's no leadership from the Indianapolis City County Council. Bob Ossley is a leader? No, he's not. Zach Adamson, Allie Brown, these are not leaders. You don't hear from them at all, unless, of course, there's some union thing they have to go about cheering. You don't hear from them. You don't hear anything. You certainly don't hear anything from the Republicans on the council. Every day they should be having a press conference about a problem here and how they want to fix this. Put out ideas and thoughts. They don't do anything. It's embarrassing. Our issue isn't political. Our issue is saying things out loud. Because somewhere you all think that ain't nice. So let's start with where I believe the baseline problem exists. Indianapolis is not a cute, quaint, little, happy town. And it's time for you all to grow up. Indianapolis is a big city with big city opportunities and big city problems. And they have to be addressed like grown-ups. We are not Naptown. We aren't the sleepy little hamlet. We are a big city. It has happened. It is here. And I'd appreciate it if some of you would start acting to lead a big city. And if you won't do it, would you please step out of the way for others who will? The growth is here. It's not coming. It's here. And we need to lead on it.